Hello and welcome to the Snippets of Leadership podcast.
We all know how much investing in culture and keeping people together and answering to their needs right now more than ever can have fantastic, tremendous, positive effects on the organizational climate and on how people work and on the performance of the whole organization per se. But we do also know how difficult it is to actually get to that point. Why? Because most of the times when we think about investing in culture, investing in developing things, we think about massive, rightfully so, initiatives. We think about values, we think about developing a culture of feedback, we think about training everyone in order to keep the company working well or make it work even better in a positive and ethical way. But that is expensive. And right now, in a situation in which companies do anything they can to control their costs, that may not fly well. So is there anything that you can do that is more cost-effective, but that will still get you some results? My take is this one. Look at the major need of people with respect to the hybrid way of working. Most companies are in this situation, and people working at a distance for a few days a week do feel a sense of isolation, of not being connected to the organization. So how about we work on that? And how about, instead of working on that with everyone at scale, we just select the people that are mainly relevant? I'm talking, of course, about middle managers, because they are the ones that talk to their teams, that talk to C-level, and they are literally the center of the network in any organization. Just training managers on the importance of reconnecting with people, of running one-to-ones, giving a space in which a relationship between a manager representing the company and a team member can grow and be solid and respectful and ethical and positive, can do wonders. And this doesn't need to be a major investment in terms of time and effort for everyone in the company. It can just be a test with a selected group of managers that then you can look at and you can see the results of that and bring them to your C-level. Or if you're the C-level, just do it yourself. Look at the results of something like this that you can implement almost at no cost and see if it does anything or what it does onto the whole organization. If you need resources on what to focus on, and if you need resources on how to run a one-to-one in a way that will foster this connection, take a look at the links I'm leaving you either on the comment or on the description of the podcast, depending on where you're watching this, and take it from there. Now up to you. How would you apply this? How would you work with other people in your company to develop a culture more helpful with respect to connection? Let me know. Thank you, and talk soon.
Thank you for listening. My name is Edoardo Bindazzane from EBZ Coaching. I'm a leadership and communication trainer and consultant. And if you have any questions about what you've heard in this episode, please reach out to me via LinkedIn, Facebook, or my website. I'll be answering the most interesting questions on the show. And if you know someone that will benefit from this type of content, please make sure you recommend this podcast to them. Thank you, and see you next time.